from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Mike Evans was on NFL Network. So Mike Evans was going to be a free agent. He ended up staying with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He says that he almost signed with the Chiefs. Here's what he said.
I mean, I've been here my whole career. And that was a goal of mine, obviously. I mean, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking Houston, Kansas City. I love Pat Mahomes' game. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking those two teams, obviously. And I'm obviously thinking Bucks. So it would have been extremely hard if I hit free agency to leave here.
Right.
But this is where my family knows. My kids were born here.
Yeah.
You know, my wife's been here a long time. She doesn't want to pack up and move everything.
Right.
So it was really her decision is the reason why I decided to stay. And she loved this place, and I obviously love this place. But when she gave me the go-ahead, like, we should stay here.
Mike, I know exactly what happened. This happened to me in my career. I know what happened. Rob, let me tell you what happened. The bag finally came through. He doesn't want to say it like that, but that's what happened. You don't want to leave. You want to stay, but your current employer, they ain't willing to pay what it costs to keep you. So, yeah, I entertained a little bit. Yeah, I listened to the Chiefs. I listened to the Texans. I had to make Tampa Bay really believe that I was going to leave. I had to really make them buy into the fact that I was going to be in another jersey. And do they want that? Then all of a sudden, like, wait, no, no, no. Don't go play with Patrick Mahomes. Come right back. We'll figure this out. Let's work together. And then eventually they paid you what you thought you were worth, and then you ended all that conversation about going to play for these other teams. I don't think for a second that Mike Evans was ever going to play for the Chiefs or play for the Texans. He was always going back to Tampa Bay. Always. You want to know how I know? Baker Mayfield's their starting quarterback. You don't have Baker Mayfield as your starting quarterback to then get rid of your number one pass-catching option. No, when they decided to keep Baker Mayfield, that told me they planned on keeping Mike Evans too. So, no, I never for a second believed that Mike Evans was coming to Kansas City. It's not because I don't think Kansas City was interested. I'm sure they were interested. You got to do your due diligence, kick the tires. You got to put in a phone call. Hey, what would it cost? Hey, we're interested in having you. Hey, if things don't work out there, I mean, that's doing your job. That's good business. But at the end of the day, it was only one team that he was going to play for. He was only going to play for Tampa Bay. He signed that deal before free agency even started. If he was really serious about leaving, he would have actually tested the market. He didn't test the market. So, no, this was a play to get more money out of the team you really wanted to continue to play for. And it makes sense why you want to continue to play. It was the team that drafted you. You know, you had your kids there, your family there. You won a Super Bowl there. You're going to be in the Hall of Fame for them one day, maybe in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. To say you did it in one jersey, no, that means something. It had a value to stay in Tampa. But I don't believe you were coming to play for the Chiefs. Not at all.
So you don't think there's any credence to the idea that, hey, maybe the Chiefs' plan A was Mike Evans. And plan A fell off the board before it even hit the board. But the Chiefs were doing their due diligence and finding out, hey, Mike Evans might be exactly what we need. You don't think the Chiefs' plan of going relatively cheap on wideout was finally going to break this year and they were going to spend Mike Evans money? You don't think that they were in the market for one of those big-time wideouts and it just didn't shake out right? You think it's just Mike Evans is post-mortem, mind you, post-signing a contract, explaining leverage? That seems like a random thing to say to NFL Network for no rhyme or reason today.
I mean, Mike Evans signed a two-year, $52 million contract and got $35 million guaranteed. Do you think there was any chance that the Chiefs were getting close to that deal being signed that makes Mike Evans one of the, eight highest-paid wide receivers in the National Football League? No, I don't think they were ever serious about that market. Especially when I see how the market played itself out and they ended up signing a one-year contract with Hollywood Brown. That's a big gap to go from 252 and 35 guaranteed to sign a wide receiver for less than $10 million for this upcoming season. I think the Chiefs played the wide receiver market perfectly. I don't think they ever needed Mike Evans. It would be great to have Mike Evans, big down the field threat, a receiver that they don't have. He never fits what they like in free agency. Rob, you're here just like I'm here. You know what the Chiefs like in free agency? They're like 27-year-olds, 28-year-olds, especially on those cheap, cost-effective one-year team deals. That's exactly what they got with Hollywood Brown. They just restarted the same process with Juju Smith-Schuster. And at that position, you and I both know this, there's going to be another Hollywood Brown next season that appears. There's always a player like that in free agency. A guy who showed promise early in his career. He's gotten injured. He's gotten off the course a little bit. Let me go play with a good team. Let me put together a good season and then re-enter free agency. That's basically what Mecole Hardman tried to be. It just didn't end up working out with the Jets. So do I think the Chiefs called about Mike Evans? Yes, I do believe that they called. I believe that they had a number in mind for Mike Evans. I don't think it was anywhere close to what his actual market is in the National Football League. Think about it. He went from a two-year $41 million deal to a two-year $52 million deal. He got a raise this past year. I don't think the Chiefs were ever that serious about spending that level of money in free agency. Not at that position. Not after they had just done that with Chris Jones.
I mean, they don't historically spend that money at that position. But one thing about the Mike Evans contract that is very Chiefs-ish is when they do sign a player that's over 25, 26, 27 out of what they deem their prime, you know what they do to him? They slap him with a small deal, 1-2 years. $52 million is probably too rich for the Chiefs' blood, but 2 years? You don't think Brett Veach and the cap experts over One Arrowhead Drive could have finessed and made a two-year deal, really a fake one-year deal, and kind of massage and maneuver some money? I mean, it would have been expensive. It would have been tough. It probably would have meant no Drew Tranquil or another player they brought back in that same ilk, but I think the Chiefs had more serious conversations than we think, and Mike Evans tipped his hand there. Yeah, the Chiefs were one I was definitely considering. They were definitely on my radar, but the Bucs never let him officially hit a radar. But I think it's more serious than just the Chiefs are never in that market, because 2 years is very much the Chiefs' market.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.